Hello, everyone, and welcome to Jeff G Tonight. Double program tonight. We're doing the regular show. Hopefully, we're done in an hour. And then we'll go to the private show, Patreon Hangouts, subscribe star members at $20 level. We'll be having our private monthly hangout. And Arsa Sister has sent 530 LBCs. Is there still hope for LBCs? Will they ever be worth anything? I don't know. But thank you so much. And he says, whatever your verdict, you took the time to read it as I asked. That deserves its own reward. Indeed, Arsa Sister is the person who sent me the indictment translated to English. I actually already had a version of this document, but yours was containing more. So I'm appreciative of this. And he was challenging me, saying, you have to read it. And I was like, yeah, I mean, I will read it. It's just that yesterday, the subject was too important. I had to talk about Nick Fuentes and at this point, my memory doesn't even retain the name of these cocks for 24 hours. Who is it that I was criticizing yesterday? I mean, who knows? Dave Smith. I mean, at this point, I just have space in my mind left for intelligent people. Oh, and he sends another 1K LBC. He says, if they're worth nothing, you can have more. I mean, I am a stacker of LBCs. Personally, I'm all in because I'm not going to sell my LBCs for cents. I had decided back in the days that I was keeping my LBCs until the price was going to $1, $3, something like this. I'm not selling LBCs. I'm keeping them, I'm stacking them, and I'm ready to die with them. But yeah, today on the regular show, we'll be reviewing the Tate indictment. And in the past, I've been defending the Tate brothers because there was an indictment. I had read the allegations. It was all it all relied on perceptions of women. This one also heavily relies on perceptions of women. But I think there is ground to believe that they have been involved in some degree of human trafficking for sex. And in the end, it's like not surprising. They've always been admitting it on the public space. There's so many videos out there. Someone sent a video on Discord. I'll be playing some clips. I mean, they've been out there publicly saying that they were basically pimp, OnlyFans pimp. So that's how they got these big cars, this big house. They are OnlyFans pimps. And I've always said, I don't support them on this. OnlyFans pimping is sexual exploitation, and it's not just sexual exploitation of women, which is bad in and of itself. It's deceptive exploitation of males, and that is heartbreaking. The big heartbreaking unspoken truth of prostitution is that every act of prostitution is a man's heart broken. The left wants us to believe that women are victims in all of this. And even in this indictment, I would say that some of the presentation of women as systemic victims in this, no, they were just O's. They were Instagram O's. They tried escalating their career by going to Andrew Tate. And yes, because they were young hoes, they benefit from some protection of the law that an adult wouldn't benefit from. But therefore, Andrew Tate did engage in human trafficking if the gist of what we see here is true and should be making some amount of jail. I don't think he should be overly punished. I just think he's been engaging in pimping. Actual pimping of women. And he's been becoming rich out of it. And kind of reading this indictment made me reconcile myself with my decisions in life. Because first, I see the discussion he has with 16 years old. And I'm like, this is the discussions of me and my girlfriend. He's basically just attracting them to his place, giving them trust and confidence. But in the end, I do this to get an actual wife so that she falls in love with me and I'm in love with her. He does this for getting a supplementary OnlyFans employee. And so it's the same thing. It's like, oh, yeah, yeah, I will take good care of you. Oh, yeah, I love you. Oh, yeah, you're beautiful. Okay, but you do all of this to ultimately deceive men. You do all of this to induce sperm production in other men from their computer screens. And in a way, it's very gay. It's very gay to be... Because this is one step away from trans stuff. The trans dresses himself as a woman because he understands the superior value of the woman's signal. Because it's hard to be a good male. It's hard to be a valuable male. It requires a lot of work to be a high-status male in this world. But the trans sees the ease with which all you have to be is feminine and beautiful to be a high-status woman. The trans kind of surfs on this deception. The pimp is just one level above. The pimp isn't dressing as a woman. He's puppeting other women to do his bidding. And in a way, he's wearing a mask. And very often, they wear masks to the extent that they actually chat for the girl. They chat instead of her to make men believe that they are chatting with a girl. But all of this to say, Tristan Tate recently had thrown something on the public space that made me uncomfortable. It made me think, but now I realize, no, I was right. Tristan Tate was saying, to be an ideological resistor, you have to have made your money before. And I was like, did I make an error? Did I make an error when I threw myself in the ring with my real name without becoming a millionaire first? Did this made me, you know, and I've always been just gathering just enough money so that I knew that, okay, I could continue this until I die. I could live just okay, not super well, not rich. Not with the kind of cars that the Tates have been buying. But is that the right way, or is Tristan right? Have I switched to ideological resistance too quick without becoming rich first? But now I realize, no, I've put aside just the exact amount of money that was reasonable, that was not obtained illegally, and it's not an efficient ideological resistance movement if you made all of your money on criminality. Because eventually the state comes and they put you in jail and now you're not an ideological resistor anymore. So I believe that what we've seen in the last few months is the Tates understanding that the system was coming after us and deciding to translate their goodwill that they had built from criminal to ideological resistance for the purpose of having a reason. Having a reason to say, oh no, that's why they got to us. But when I look at the indictment, I see the wrongdoings of a bunch of pimps. Lendold Guntram says, ha, the trans stuff. Tate exclaimed he would prefer a beautiful trans to ordinary non-trans. I recall that episode correctly, I believe. Absolutely. So there's an addiction to the image of the female, the deceptive signal without the actual female, which is all that pornography is. Popular YouTuber Mutahar has left X due to his timeline being covered in poo jokes about Indians. Oh my god. And an oil tanker was bombed in the Red Sea by Yemeni forces. This is indicative of heightened tension and heightened pressure on commerce routes by the Yemeni.
Allah! Oh. Akbar! Al-Mut Amerika!
All right, so the Yemeni have totally blown this oil tanker. Soku Shinbutsu, a practice among Japanese Buddhists. Wow, that is heavy. I didn't know about this. They self-mummify. They just continue doing their meditation and they eventually die. And they continue to meditate for decades in death. Isn't that fascinating? And they're monks. They kind of prepare them. They give them some extreme food and a poisonous tea to accelerate mummification. Wow. And they just keep the mummy around in the temple. And sometimes they put the mummy back in place to remind of the dead person. Nick Fuentes goes off on Candace Owens and Dave Smith. I really like the speech of Nick Fuentes, although I won't focus on this today. It's an important subject, but today I will concentrate on the Tate indictment. But go check out this clip of Nick Fuentes. It's worth it. He explains that basically Candace Woman has reached her ceiling with a relationship with the America First movement. She doesn't want to interview Nick. She's been kind of flirting with Nick, communicating with him in private. But eventually she went very much promoting Dave Smith and, oh, I want to learn about his story from Dave Smith. And ultimately, her reason to not want to interview Nick Fuentes is, well, he's banned from YouTube. Well, you know, if you're going to be touching edgy subjects, you're gonna have to have some parallel Odyssey or Rumble platform. So why not start it and make an interview of Nick? And it's, no, she doesn't want to start another platform. Well, if you don't start another platform, you're eventually going to get banned. And you're going to have nothing left because they are onto you, Candace. You can play your black card a couple of times in this business, but you can't play it infinitely. They're going to get to you and they're going to design a TOS that you won't be able to continue telling the truth about. So it's kind of ridiculous. And she's like, I don't owe anything to Nick Fuentes. Well, it's not the idea that you owe something to Nick Fuentes. First, you are new in a domain that he's been having realizations in for many years. So, yeah, you kind of owe respect to the elders, if you will. Like, you're talking about these... You're dropping a list of conspiracies all of a sudden that you've all discovered apparently within a week. And you won't engage with the elders who have been at it for a decade and who have much more experience than you. Okay, I wouldn't argue that you absolutely owe an interview to Nick Fuentes. But most importantly, you owe a contact with a human being to yourself. You owe it to yourself and to your crowd to not be joining a mob of cancel culture. You owe it to yourself to be exposed to knowledge that you wouldn't be exposed otherwise. That's the whole idea of having people willing to touch edgy subjects on the public space. If you side with the mob, either because of your economic interest, because to me saying the TOS of YouTube keep me from doing it, it's not an excuse. First, because new platforms have emerged and you're actually probably going... If you do an interview with Nick Fuentes on Rumble, you're probably going to have higher viewership than your YouTube show. And so at this point, there are alternative platforms that are viable to make it a good night for you, a good night economically for you. Secondly, If you let the system decide for you, you are not an independent thinker. Doesn't matter how independent you became of Daily Wire. If in the end you're going to directly respect the rules that Daily Wire was asking you to respect indirectly, you're just as much of an ideological prisoner as Daily Wire. So, you know, Candace Owens is a woman, and I've said it from the beginning. There will be a moment where I was happy that she was exploring these questions, but there will be a moment where this limit shows. And the woman question in the end is the fact that, yeah, they are willing to be let to be driven by the environment. They are willing for the social world to determine what they do. and therefore they are not fit to be independent thinkers. Forex Shark says she could just do it on X. Absolutely. And Nick Frontes points out she's made several errors. You know, rookie mistakes of dates historically when pointing the Russian, the Soviet Empire, the Soviet Revolution, basically, the year of it. Personally, I've seen errors of her in from a scientific perspective with the Van Allen belt. And she's been subscribing to the craziest of the craziest. And yeah, you can be a kook. Let her be a kook. But as Nick Fuentes points out, then we don't have much of an interest for her to be talking about the Jewish question. Because the Jewish question is gaining actually a serious standing. So much so that at this point we should ask ourselves, do we benefit from having people in our club that that don't believe in the moon or that believe the earth is flat? You know, maybe not. Maybe we're at the point where we have reached such social acceptability that we have to start not excluding the kooks from our movement, because I think we have to remain open and libertarian about it, because liberty is the route through which the normie eventually attains this kind of thinking. But if they self-exclude from the club and they don't show interest, let's not put pressure. We don't need that degree of cookery. We had DK Shadow says, Argal until womanhood. Fadam says, how long can JFG Tonight continue with Mummy JF? Oh yeah, Mummy JF, that would be quite the stream. I mean, I will have been a long time streamer. I was there the first days YouTube streaming became available, because I was streaming even on Twitch before. And if I do this up to 80, 85 years old, and then if I got some 20 years of Mummy JF, if my girlfriend is willing to host, to click go live, man, I could be a 100-year streamer. Wouldn't that be awesome? I streamed for 100 years, mostly every day. Wow. Nick Frentes says, this morning, Trump posted on Truth Social that he will defend women's reproductive rights. At this point, what is even the difference between this campaign and the Democrats? It's absolutely stunning to me. I watch Kamala's discourse and all of this. She is really... She has decided she was copying Trump. And holy shit, is that a profoundly good strategy. The Democrats are owning the Republicans. And I'm seeing the price of Bitcoin recovering. I'm excited. I'm starting to think about a trinity here. What is the good situation here? I believe that the best situation is Kamala wins. She becomes the president of the US, but the Democrats are very weak in the House and perhaps even, you know, no control of the Senate at all. I think that the best scenario, and we have the Fed announcing that they want to print money like crazy. They want to cut the rates. Ariel Suarez says, streaming on Twitch, whenever did that happen? Well, 2012, 2013. So the trinity here would be, we have Trump losing, so the Republican Party gets punished. Everyone remembers in the history of the internet, you have to have Nick Fuentes on your side to win the American election. Boom! Top priority. Second thing, it would be nice if the Republicans and the Democrats both didn't have much political power. So a divided Congress, maybe 50-50 in the House, maybe something like 53-47 in the Senate for the other party. We would need a total inability of politicians to agree on anything. So the Kamala presidency is basically eliminated in the sense that she won't be able to advance laws. She's just going to administer in a communistic way, but it won't matter. It won't affect us. And meanwhile, Bitcoin cannot become illegal. And then we have the Fed just money printing to stimulate the work market. But instead of stimulating the work market, they're making Papa JF richer. That is what I see as the perfect outcome. And I think we're headed for it. And Bitcoin is already back to 64K. That is good. We're going to touch the all-time high again, I think, at this rate. People on the Discord are saying we're going to see a drop in Bitcoin in the next few days. But they are confident that we are headed toward higher highs at some point in the fall. White Nationalist says, if rates drop, who will purchase our debt? Who cares? Doesn't matter. To me, the regular system is broken. Let it self-break even more. And yes, we hear that RFK Jr. has been withdrawing from the race. He backs Trump. I don't think it's a super significant backing. He dropped out of the race and complained against like microplastics and whatever, you know, that kind of crap. And and the Peter Thiel gym bros, the raw egg nationalist on Twitter, was like, he's talking about seed oils and microplastic and you are blackpilling? It's like, wow. That's the great project of America. We're going to have a kook, in charge of the Department of Agriculture under a Trump presidency, under a pale leftist Trump presidency. That's your dream? I'm blackpilling. I'm fucking blackpilling. There's also now people have been complaining about they say that Tim Walz is being abusive toward his handicapped son here. Let's have a look at the video. So see, it's that little bringing of the hand here, kind of disciplining, kind of forcing him one way. And he's kind of retarded or something. Listen. When you have an handicapped son, sometimes you have to guide them. And yeah, sometimes, you know, it may look like it's rough guiding. But sometimes it's what you have to do and it's your way of communicating. And it's done in love. So personally, I don't join the mob here. I don't believe this is abusive. In fact, it could have been accidental. He could have been annoyed because his back hit the little podium or something, or he may have just been wanting his son closer for the picture or whatever. So, I think it's hard signaling, but sometimes needed in a family. It's not abuse, in my view. Disclose.tv says multiple Secret Service agents have been put on leave over the Trump assassination attempt. Is it those agents that had difficulty putting their guns in their holster? And she was like, well, then I'm going to hold it like this. Or was it the agents who didn't put cover on the roof? Or was it the agents who received warnings from the local police but didn't do anything about it? In any case, it seems that there is punishment going on. So let's talk about the Tate indictment. And my conclusion is that, yes, I think the Tate may have committed human trafficking for the purpose of sexual exploitation. So we're talking about a bunch of young girls who have come out, who were 15, 16, 16 at the time. Now, we have heard Tate say, she was my wife. They have taken against me the mother of my children. And so that was interesting to me to hear this. So Maybe they are children that he's not raising, or are they children that he's raising, or are they children that she ran away with? In any case, when you run on sexual exploitation, you accumulate debt. It's the debt of woman being pissed against you. And you can't have that many women pissed against you before one of them is going to start making allegations. Now, the narrative in this whole prosecution goes as follows. So Andrew Tate was talking to these girls on Instagram, was promising them that he was in love with them and that he was going to marry them, and then eventually slowly introducing them to the idea that they were going to have some special role to coach his other girls who make money for him on OnlyFans. So he was presenting them the idea that he is coaching, he is kind of hosting this whole OnlyFans business in a very professional way, in a way that the girls couldn't do themselves. So they have a lot of personal staff, people making sure that they are on schedule, that they are releasing content regularly, people exploiting their social media outlets to charm more male, to interact with more males and attract them to the business. And so he was telling them, yeah, you're going to be my wife and you're going to just be kind of a manager for this whole thing, and you're going to help me do special things, and sometimes I'm going to ask you to do illegal stuff because I need a woman to do these things, like carrying money and stuff. Now, already, to me, these girls don't sound like victims. Like, oh, there's this half-black guy, Muslim guy in Romania who wants me to do illegal stuff for him. And, oh yeah, I'm also going to be coaching hoes on OnlyFans. Well, let's go there and let's do it. So to me, the idea that they are victims, they are only victims because they were young. They are victims because they were young and therefore unable to consent. Now, there's this whole gray area of the law, because in Romania, the age of consent to sex is 16. There is evidence from Andrew Tate speaking publicly, indicating himself on video, that yes, it seems that his relationship with one of these girls started when she was 15. Now, is the prosecution going to be able to make the case that he prostituted her from 15? That's a harder case, because he may have started charming her at 15. Then she becomes 16. She starts her OnlyFans page and boom, suddenly are you in legal territory? Well, it seems that if he moved her across countries for the purpose of sexual exploitation at 16, that would still be under 18 and perhaps falling under human trafficking. I don't know the subtlety of the laws in Romania, but certainly we are in territory where this could have been illegal, because it's not because you can consent to sex that you can consent to OnlyFans. And perhaps that's something that Tate has overlooked, having these girls so young to start in this process is probably the big weakness here of his case. Now, I'm going to show you text exchanges to show you the method here. Arcesister says, age of consent does not apply to pornography. That's 18. Well, that would be how it is in the U.S. I don't know the details in Romania, but if it's similar to the U.S., then they would have a case. So Tate was basically approaching these girls on Instagram, telling the name of a city and asking them if they could be in that city, kind of Bucharest, London, interrogation mark. And then he admits himself he was adding a random emoji to add some mystery. So sometimes he was adding a strawberry emoji. So he gets with these girls. He talks to 20 of them per day. And if he detects some response and some interest, he charms them through the process of making them believe that he's in love with them. He says, why have you not found the man you are looking for? Surely he's looking for you too. That means you would fit in Europe. If you like us, you'll realize you'll be coming to Europe quite often, right? She says, yes, interrogation mark, we'll see. He says, you're such a beautiful woman. Ah, how nice, thank you. You are very hot. What did you like the most? Tate says, the way you look at me. She says, well, you're a nice person to look at. She says, I love that part of me wants to do whatever you ask. And Tate says, would you really do whatever I say? She says, I love how submissive you are. He says, you are moving to Europe. You have the plane ticket in January, okay? She says, okay, with a weird square smile. He says, I'm also putting my management team in charge of your OnlyFans page. I'll take you to 100K a month. She says, okay, I would like a new one, a new page. He says, by the end of January, you are moving in with me as soon as I'm home and set everything. But I'm not home now. God, I would want to be. Have you changed your mind about Europe? She says, no. She says, he says, I'll have to confirm when you press book so that you let me know seconds before you do it. She says, can you tell me the rules, please? He says, three rules. One, no body hair. This is not progressive America. Two, you teach me music, piano, and guitar. And three, the most important, you never talk to anyone if I didn't introduce you. Romania is my world. No friends from outside. So he's isolating them. He's creating a situation where they can't run away. They can't have friends. Here's another part. Pictures when you pack your bags to go on vacation, coffee in the morning, use the mop, broom, wipe the dust, sexy video, when you change the linen in bed, when you wash the sink in the bathroom and you would have foam on yourself, picture, when you make French fries and eat them, video when you put cream on and get ready for sleep and get dressed in your pajamas. So apparently this is kind of a list of products that they need to come up with, probably for measuring their talent at being OnlyFans, you know, constantly updating mails with porn pictures. Thank you. I made a part of a TikTok. I have 8 more and I grabbed the picture and I still have from the script. Yes. And you can also do it in which you say, good morning, baby, and send a kiss at the end. And one in which you shows breasts, but the nipples covered. Don't post these on any other socials. So a 2-minute video in which you put a t-shirt instead of a dildo, something like you did with the pants, and tied behind the back with handcuffs and tied to the mouth. So giving instructions on sexual pauses. Now, eventually, they tell her that she has her ticket to go, I believe, to Romania. Thank you from the bottom of my heart. God, no matter what, I won't disappoint. I promise. I'm crying with happiness. So very happy to be recruited as a hoe in this circuit. Other parts of the discussion. No, I said to change. I wasn't complaining here, but rather than staying here, I'd rather make a video for only because I haven't done it before. I can stay live because it's not difficult for me. For only you have videos at the moment, you can make them better tomorrow. I don't mind if you stay live. I can share the money with G&T from aviation and not put you in the equator. Okay, so eventually, eventually you start seeing that they are pressuring her, and she was first told that, well, you need to manage the girls. And eventually she responds and she's like, well, I was told I would only manage the girls. And they're like, well, but you also have to do the porn stuff, or else the girls won't be encouraged to do their own porn stuff. So if you want to be a good manager, you have to be into the porn, because they will emulate you. So eventually, basically, she understands that she switched from being a wife to just being one of the hoes in line with the Tate industry of OnlyFans. So there's some coaching around when to post. So yes, it does seem like they were led by some degree of deception. Now, it's the kind of deception where, listen, girl, you're going to a Romanian pimp. A black Romanian pimp. You're not going to complain to me, and I have zero sympathy for these girls. They probably were from very troubled lives and probably would have been attracted by trouble anywhere they went. There was no hope for these girls. So I don't see them very much as victims. But at the same time, I see what Andrew Tate has done as, yeah, potentially a crime, a valid crime. And everything that's in this indictment, as was pointed out by Natalie Denise on YouTube, is all admitted by Tate already publicly. Look at this.
Trying to obtain young girls and teenagers, right?
Two girls have claimed Andrew Tate approached them on social media when they still attended school.
The PhD course is my recruitment system.
PhD is a pimp and hose degree.
So the recruitment process is, you message them on Instagram.
I was contacted by Andrew Tate, the older of the Tate brothers, 3 years ago when I was just 16.
Daria was 16 when she says she received a private message on Instagram 2 years ago from Andrew Tate's account. It read simply, Romanian girl, followed by a strawberry emoji.
What do you inbox the woman? I live in Bucharest, Romania. It doesn't matter if I'm in London, Bucharest, Moscow, anywhere I am. I just say Bucharest ? Or Moscow ? Or London ? Sometimes, because like I said, intrigue, I'll put a completely pointless emoji on the end. Some cherries, or an orange, or a strawberry.
I asked around to my other friends and my classmates, who were also 15, 16 at the time. And a couple of them also told me they received messages.
So I messaged her. She's like, I'm only 16. I was like, give a f- know about me.
It was a pretty well-known fact that he had kind of a network of young girls.
So I mean, it's like, what the fuck would I rip for you? You've got a fit sister who's 16, maybe.
Muslims have the best frame on earth. I want a virgin wife at 16 who's going to obey me. That's what I want.
You know, you said it looks like I'm in a teenage girl's bedroom.
Yeah.
To some people, that would be an insult. But to me, I find that quite flattering, to be honest. You know, like, that's exactly what you'd expect.
I'm f***ing all these 16-year-old women or 18-year-old women, whatever the law is in America. 18?
It's 18 usually. You get married at 16.
All right. In Romania, 16. Sorry.
He employed or forced, we don't know, to do video chat for him and who knows what else.
The girl you start with is the most important girl, because the girl you start with is going to be your bottom bitch on the street. My first girl was so good, it was easy. You got to get a good one. And you're only going to find a good one by a lot of hoes.
I've got my main bitch, my bottom bitch, Vivian.
So, Vivian here.
That's how it started. I met Vivian in Slovakia. We had a long-term relationship thing. I was living in England. I moved her to England to be with me to start doing my webcam company. So Vivian's been with me 6 years.
So he's been with Vivian for 6 years, right?
Because Vivian's younger. Vivian's like 21.
Vivian's 21. And at this point, he's been a girlfriend for 6 years.
So Vivian here.
That means that they met when she was 15 years old.
I don't mention webcam until after I've had sex with the girl. You, your bottom bitch, the new girl, you go out for a nice dinner. Your bottom bitch is the one who does the selling. You don't do the selling. The girl has to hear from a girl. And this is where your bottom just to be trained. That's why I said it's so important to have a good first girl. After
now, all that he has admitted on video is going to be used against him. It totally reflects the pattern of the accusations. So although I've defended the Tates in the past because the prosecution against them was very unreliable. It was a woman who felt exploited, but who were adults and who had gotten in seemingly consensual relationships with him. But now you get under 18 and deception, fraud being used in the process, and pimping, ultimately for sex, and him admitting all of this, that it's all a ruse. I don't see how he gets out of this one. Now, in Romania, everything is possible. Like, who knows the state of corruption in Romania? And it could be corruption that goes against him. It could be corruption that goes for him. But in the end, this guy got super rich to the point of wasting money on ridiculous cars. And by doing this extremely deceptive activity. So in my view, I'm done with my evaluation of this. In my view, he's been engaging in criminality. And of course, when you see them with these Bugatti cars, this has to come from some sort of criminality. I just don't know how you waste that much money on luxury and image for yourself and become so obsessed about all these cars. I don't know how you get there without some degree of dishonest criminal workings. And it's just what it is. You know, this is a guy who has admitted being a pimp. So I don't have a sympathy with the Tate, and my defense of them in the past is just that I'm going to defend anyone by default until you come to me with correct allegations. Those seem to be correct allegations. Unless he has a defense and it's not true and it's made up, I think he's going to end up doing some jail, maybe 5 to 10 years, that would be in the US, maybe more if it's particularly egregious. I don't know how in Romania they will treat this. DK Shadow says it's probably not just pimping, blackmail. Well, yeah, I mean, it has all of the characteristics, like isolation of the girl. You don't talk to anyone else. So it has all the characteristic of deprivation of liberties. Now, their lawyer have been saying, no, they were free to move. Yeah, but you're free to move, but there's this tough guy saying, you don't talk to anyone. It's going to be, this is the kind of thing that in the trial would, the jury would be swayed one way or another, but I wouldn't be surprised in 2024 that a jury would understand, well, okay, she could move technically, like physically, she wasn't attached, but she was, they were young and intimidated. So, Raised Fist says, isn't isolation of the girl a strategy that JF teach us? Well, this is why I'm fascinated by this PDF. I'm fascinated by this indictment because it is not so different from having an actual wife. Well, you know, all of the warnings that I have to give to women before they get in my life. Like, yeah, it's a challenging life. Yeah, you know, we can be targeted by intelligence. Oh, here's Secret Service knocking at the door. Do you want to talk to them? You know, this is a complex life. And the way I have to introduce woman to this life when a new woman shows in my life is exactly how Andrew Tate does. But he does it in the end to do a profoundly exploitative thing, whereas I do it for what's on the table. What's on the table is, if you want to be my wife, those are the circumstances and conditions on which we can live. And that's it. All I have to sell is myself. Whereas Andrew Tate takes them into a second layer where, oh yeah, well, you can't be my wife now, but if you want, you can be a hoe on OnlyFans. Stray's Channel says, PDF is YouTube code for pedophile now. Yeah, but that's an actual PDF file. I wasn't talking about pedos. So yeah, that's it for my for my reading of the indictment. Another thing that happened today is that Milo tried coming after Nick Fuentes. And I'll just read what I already wrote on Twitter because it's so pathetic. See, the Milo attacks against me were not random. They probably are on a quest to invalidate, a part of the anti-Zionist right. And that's why you see so many attacks. Like, how the fuck does Milo start caring about JF in 2024? How does that happen? It doesn't happen naturally. Some people are paying for this, and some people have paid for this attempt at a job against Nick Fuentes. Lol, what a load of crap. More than a year ago, seeing Nick surround himself with Milo, I said this. Milo can be sometimes entertaining, sometimes not, but one thing you can be sure is that wherever he is, he will bring trouble. And here we go. The article's premise is that we are supposed to be stunned by the first public revelation that Fuentes interacted with the Wilks and a deal ended up not being signed. Now here's the kicker. The deal that wasn't signed included the handing off of personal info of Nick Fuentes fans to the Wilks. Then we are supposed to believe loose speculations around Fuentes plausibly giving fans personal info to the federal government in exchange for his money back. This with absolute zero evidence. But you know, if you repeat a false allegation enough, the problem with the main claim of the article is admitted in the article itself. It is unknown that Fuentes ever agreed to add this condition to the potential deal. It could have been added unilaterally by the other side. And anyways, the deal was never signed, so case closed. Then we are supposed to be scandalized that Fuentes would talk at all with a billionaire family that has been supporting Zionists in the past. Ridiculous, since there is no evidence that Fuentes has accepted any betraying terms of his beliefs and his fan base. I took money from Jeff Epstein. My personal goal was to get a rapprochement with Epstein and convince him of adopting a monogamous marriage lifestyle. The feds got to him before I could, and he ended up not killing himself. Taking money doesn't mean compromising on one's principles. In fact, sometimes you must take money from an evil man to make the world better. Would the world be better off if $1 million were in Fuentes' bank account instead of Ben Shapiro's? Yes, so nothing wrong here. The above seeks to address the ridiculous points as they are made in a philosophically correct manner. But let's not fool ourselves here. A bunch of fatty gym butt bros have cream-pied Milo's anus before this got published. This is the whole gang, the whole Peter Thiel gang. Bronze Age pervert. That kind of guy who got with Milo and started gay-upping. How much anal penetration before they get to these articles? How much butt-fucking do they go through before this? I mean, this is a billionaire paying some ridiculous, made-up and astroturfed personalities, anonymous personalities. It's a bunch of gay Jews funding gay Jews to go after Nick Fuentes. And in this case, it's probably they wanted to go after Nick Fuentes and at the same time try to somehow tarnish the reputation of the Wilks, another group of billionaires. Probably because there's some internal war in this bizarre faction of people who try to fund personalities like me and Nick Fuentes, but not me and Nick Fuentes, because they can't, because we're not purchasable. So they try to fund these other guys that are trying to kind of approach the anti-Zionist crowd, but and the pro-masculinity crowds, but that really can't go as far as me and Nick because they're not free. Because ultimately they're funded by Zionists for Zionism. So the article, it's like, Nick Fuentes was seconds away from selling his fans' data to the Zionist billionaires behind Ben Shapiro when narcissism intervened. The whole bogus theory of this article is that it's the assumption that Nick was about to sign. How do you know this? How do you know this? First, you don't even know that Nick knew that there would be a selling of his fan. And secondly, Nick may have been trying to play a game here, just like I played a game on Jeff Epstein. Nick may have been trying to get the Wilks to publicly back him and then say, oh no, I'm not signing. Or he may have signed and then say, oh, here's the data on my crowds. That's all I have. And you send them a .txt with groiper1488 @gmail.com. Who knows what kind of hilarious plan Nick Fuentes had in his mind. But since he didn't sign, I'm not going to hold him as, oh, he was about to sign. No, I don't know this. You don't know this. And so this article is a bunch of bullshit. They're all going after Nick because Nick is threatening the stability of U.S. politics right now. This is such a confirmation that it works. It works what Nick is doing. Because you don't get these billionaires turning against you for no reason. You get them to, when they start writing hit pieces like this, and this time the hit pieces are not coming from Newsweek, Daily Beast. They're coming from the very people that Nick is threatening within the Republican Party. That means it is working. Absolute perfection, the plan of Nick. He is pissing off the right people, a bunch of gay billionaire gym bros. That is it for the regular show. I'll be relaxing my voice a little bit, and let's do the Patreon hangout in 15 minutes from now. So go to your Subscribestar, your Patreon page, if you're at the $20 level, and we'll be starting in 15 minutes at 8:10 p.m. Eastern Time. Thank you for being here, and thank you very much for Arsa Sister for the generous donations in LBC, and for sending me the Tate indictment with much details to it. See you in 15 minutes. Bye-bye.